the month of God. In the name of God, the compassionate, the merciful. Salam and welcome to the program. We are with you with another episode of this special series for Ramadan. The blessed month of Ramadan is a golden opportunity that can have great impacts on human life. The Noble Quran says in Ayah 183 of Surah Baqarah, O you who have faith, prescribed for you is fasting as it was prescribed for those who were before you, so that you may be God-weary. God, in this ayah, addresses the faithful. Imam Sadiq, peace upon him, says, The pleasure that is in this address eliminates the pain and hardship of worship. In this ayah, God has explained the philosophy of making fasting obligatory. He says that the aim of fasting is to become God-weary. Of course, as God-weariness has degrees, fasting has degrees too. The great ulama and men of God have said that fasting has 3 degrees. The first degree is that of the public. This kind of fasting includes abstention from eating and drinking and a few other acts. The second degree is that of the chosen servants of God. These people not only abstain from eating, drinking, and so on, but also they keep their bodily organs aloof from sins. In other words, they refrain from the sins of eyes, ears, tongue, and hands and feet. They try not to see forbidden sins, hear forbidden sounds and words, and do not backbite or lie. The pure daughter of the Prophet of Islam, Lady Fatima, peace upon her, says, A fasting person who does not preserve his or her tongue, ear, eye, and bodily organs against sin, what will be the use of fasting for him or her? The third degree of fasting belongs to those who are the choicest of chosen ones. These people, besides the things related to the previous degrees, keep their mind away from worldly occupations and evil thoughts. Indeed, they do their best to be constantly in remembrance of God. This degree, first of all, is special for the divine messengers and saints and great men of God. There are conditions for fasting to be accepted jurisprudentially. The fasting person should be faithful. He shouldn't be mad or unconscious. He should not be a traveler. Of course, travel itself has detailed conditions. There are also other conditions which specially relate to women and patients. Therefore, anyone who wants to fast in the month of Ramadan should enjoy these conditions. Dear listeners, prayer and supplication at the Divine Court require certain codes. It is better to begin prayer with Bismillah. Then, it is recommended to glorify God and praise His greatness. Now, let us recite one of the supplications that has been recommended to be recited after daily obligatory prayers. O Exalted, O Great, O Forgiver, O Merciful, You are the great Lord who there is no similar to Him, and He is hearing, seeing. And this is the month which You have glorified and dignified it, and revered it and made it superior to other months, and made its fasting obligatory for me. And it is the month of Ramadan which You sent down in it the Quran as guidance for people, and clear proofs of guidance and criterion for discerning right from wrong. And You placed in it the night of Qadr and made it better than 1,000 months. So, O possessor of favor, while there is favor over you, show me favor by relieving me from the fire among those whom you show favor to, and cause me into paradise by your mercy, O the most merciful of the merciful. Another condition for supplication that Lady Fatima has taught us is to pay for others before ourselves. It is narrated that one night, Hazrat Fatima, peace upon her, was praying till dawn. Her elder son, Imam Hassan, peace upon him, noticed that she prayed for everyone but not for herself. When he asked the reason, she answered, "Neighbor first, house next." Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny, has taught us to recite this supplication after daily obligatory prayers in Ramadan. O God, send joy to the inhabitants of graves. O God, make rich every poor. O God, satisfy every hungry. O God, cover every naked. O God, pay the debt of every debtor. O God, remove the grief of every sad. O God, return every stranger back home. O God, free every captive. O God, reform every corruption in Muslims' affairs. O God, cure every sick. O God, prevent our poverty by your richness. O God, change our bad state to your good state. O God, pay our debt and enrich us against poverty. Indeed, you are powerful over all things.